Joan. Morning to you, Joan.
Hi, Stephen. Stephen, you know, I'm listening to everybody talking there this morning, and we're talking. I'm a Christian myself, love the Lord Jesus, and when you say that these people are Christians leading, looking after churches, I mean, if you look at Jesus in the Bible, where did you ever see this sort of abuse? He spoke about men who stood like whitewashed tombs, acting like Christians, but doing one thing and saying one thing and doing another. I just listened to me there. As a mother, Stephen, I am totally and absolutely sickened at what she says.
Mary's still with us, Joan. Would you like to speak to her?
Yeah, I would, actually.
Say hello to her.
Hello, Mary.
Hello, Joan.
Mary, have you children?
No, I don't.
Well, that's why you can say what you're saying.
No, it's not why
Mary,
I'm saying
listen, that. Listen, Mary, these guys, Carolyn Brady and all these guys who are and part of your church, and it's not about your particular denomination. These guys are representative of Jesus who you say you follow. Now, they are not anything like what he is. And because you're not a mother, that's why you can sort of overlook this or say everybody has false. Mary, I am a mother. And when I saw those two guys last night meeting, the guy from Belfast and that other guy, and I watched them, I was heartbroken. I dare say those guys are older than me, and I wanted to hold them with compassion. They have been abused by people who say they follow Jesus. These people are, as Jesus himself said in Scripture, they are hypocrites. They ought to resign, get kicked out. There was a guy on earlier there says that the Holy Spirit should gut them out of the churches. It's not just the Catholic Church. Anybody who abuses young people, elderly, or anybody should not be part of the church. It is a disgrace. It is, and the one thing that's been missing this morning, whether people believe it or not, is one day they will stand before God for their actions, and yes. I would hate to be in their shoes.
But
those
God
guys
forgives.
Last night broke my heart, Stephen. It is so sad what happened to those people.
Jesus,
how could he
forgives,
abuse them? And when that young guy said that he sat in the bed and he could hear the other guy being abused, as a mum, my heart's breaking. Absolutely breaking. That is not God's way. God forgive them. Those guys.
Well, God does forgive, yes. And he doesn't behave like you're behaving.
I tell you, they're not one of those. Not one of those guys, those church leaders.
Mary, what did you... One second, Joan. Joan, one second. Mary, what did you just say? You just criticised Joan.
Hold on a second here. Jesus, she talked about Jesus. Jesus didn't, he told Mary Magdalene when she was doing things that he forgives people. People, Cardinal Brady said he did something wrong, and Cardinal Brady has been on speaking.
Well, when did he say he last night on that show?
I have a right to speak as well.
Hold on, let's hear Mary. One second, Joan.
Jesus, she talks about Jesus. Jesus didn't put down anybody. He said he came for sinners.
Mary, yes, he did.
Joan, let's let Mary finish. Joan, I know you're angry, but one second.
I'm not angry. Mary, I am a mother. If I thought
I have as much respect for children as you do.
Someone who calls himself follower of God.
Okay, Joan, listen to me. Joan, listen to me. Let me hear from Mary and then I'll let you respond. But we've got to give Mary space this morning.
Stephen.
Go ahead, Mary.
She said that they should be wiped out of the church and all this. Jesus gives people a chance. Father Brady has been on, or Cardinal Brady has been on the TV, because I've heard him. And he explained what he did and why he did it. And he didn't see that what he did at that time led to abuse. He didn't see it then. He may see it now, but he did not. That's what he said. And Jesus, we all have a right to ask for forgiveness and to try and improve our lives. If you lock somebody up and throw away the key and just say that's it, we have a right to say, okay, I've made a mistake.
No, Mary,
I can repent.
But on that very point, Mary, Cardinal Brady went further. Let's just hear from him himself. His words about what he said.
If I found myself in the situation where I was aware that my failure to act had allowed or meant that other children were abused, well, then I think I would resign.
Is he not in that exact situation now, Mary?
But he doesn't see that. He saw that what he acted was not going to allow these children to be abused. That's what he felt, that what he did would not allow the children
to be abused. By not bringing it to the authorities?
But he did bring it to the... But he brought it to his bishops and his thing. That's what everybody
with
would
a child
thought.
With a young child, Mary, sitting in a room, and his father sitting outside.
Well, why
with parents not told that their children were being abused.
But why didn't this man Bolan? Why he knew that his child was being abused? Why didn't he tell other parents?
Mary, Bolan.
Why did he not go to the garden?
No, Brendan Bolan was abused, Mary. He is the victim. He is the victim, Mary.
But his father was there.
So now you're putting the onus on the families of those who have been abused.
Everybody, you said everybody
has. His father was not allowed into the meeting, Mary.
Yes, but his father knew his boy was being abused. Why didn't he go to the Gardaí?
That's so sad.
Joan?
Why didn't he go to the Gardaí? Where's the parents? Why didn't they go to the Gardaí if they knew that the priests were abusing?
Joan?
Yeah?
Go ahead.
Stephen, it is I just can't believe what I'm hearing. I just can't believe. Now, it's so easy to put the abuse back on. I mean, where is the moral standards here? These children have been abused, Mary. It is totally wrong.
Well,
and you're right,
your child was being abused, God, you would
does,
tell somebody.
God,
would
Mary, God does forgive when you repent. These guys haven't even acted and taken the responsibility of saying that they have acted wrong. And I am not angry this morning. I am a mother. I looked at those guys last night, and my heart went out to them. I can't believe
so does
that you
my
sit
heart.
There
so
and,
does
and
my
actually
heart.
Defend Cardinal Brady for what he's done. He ought to resign, like he said. He ought to resign, and then he needs to get right with God. He has abused himself by not taking the authority he had to stand up for those children. I think it's a disgrace, Stephen. I am really heartbroken. I am not an angry woman getting it at church. I am absolutely heartbroken